JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Julie wants us to help snag her a third date with Craig, and we are online to do that.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, Julie.
Oh, good morning.
Hey, good morning. So you wrote in your message to us, you feel like you're begging Craig for like a third date.
Oh, I do. I'm starting to feel really desperate.
Okay. Give us the background on how you guys met. And it sounds like you went out a couple of times. Tell us about that. We'll see if we can figure things out for you.
Yeah. So we met up like through a friend. And first we went out for dinner. And I'm like, he was so much fun. And I'm like, different from other guys I've been on dates with before. Like, so I was really interested, and well, plus he's really good looking, so you know that doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
Nice little bonus perk. Yeah,
that's a good bonus, right? Exactly. And so like the end of that first date, we had, you know, a pretty amazing kiss, and so we made plans to go biking, you know, and hang out over the weekend, like kind of immediately continuing things.
So like date number two over the weekend and keep things going. All right.
And so for that date, we met up at my place because I live really close to some trails. So like he parked in my driveway and, you know, we took off. Like I packed a lunch for us. And so, you know, we had a really good bike. We biked almost Eagle and it was just like a really great time. And then we got back to my place because that's where we started. And so like I invited him in to fill his water bottle, you know, trying to be a little subtle about it.
Rehydrate.
but yeah. Also keep him around to do some more kissing.
Right, exactly.
Don't say it like that, JP.
Why is that like a bad way to say it?
You sound like you're 90.
I'm trying to relate to everybody.
Do some more kissing?
So you guys made out some more. Is that what you're trying to say?
We did. We hung out and chatted more and kissed more, you know. And then he had to go. So it didn't go further than that, but he said he wanted to see about getting together again.
Okay.
And so like we've been texting since then, but I feel like he's like dodging going on another date, so I don't know what's going on.
Interesting.
Okay. You went biking, you said?
Yeah.
Did you like leave him in the dust kind of? Is he like, I just can't keep up? I mean, were you like a little too hardcore into it? And he's like, I'm going to pass out if I do this again.
No, I think we tried to stay next to each other so that we could, you know, pass comments back and forth as we were going.
Okay.
It wasn't a race.
You weren't showing off. All right.
No.
You also let him into your home. So maybe something he saw in your house that was peculiar.
You don't have photos up of you and your ex or something still, do you?
No, I don't think there's anything weird about my house. Like,
okay.
Try to keep it pretty tight, everything like that.
Do you have a cat or a dog that he might have been freaked out by?
No.
Okay, because sometimes we've had allergy-related incidents.
Oh, yeah.
We've had actual animal attacks that have happened before on our show. So pretty cut and dry thing. He's just kind of being dodgy, and we need to get him.
And you got the vibe that you wholeheartedly got the vibe that you had chemistry and that he really did want to meet again.
Yeah. When we finished that, you know, second date, he was like, let's definitely get together again. Like, it just seemed like we were already going to plan the next date.
Got it.
And I just haven't been able to nail anything down with him.
Okay.
All right. Well, then we will give him a call for you, see if we can get on the line. And maybe it's just he's been busy and hasn't been able to do it. We'd be more than willing to pay for you guys to go out on us for another dinner out if he's willing to do that. All right?
All right. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll do our best.
Coming up. Next. With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
I don't know. She seems nice. Why
she's a nice lady.
Is Julie not getting a third date from Craig? From what you just heard about their first two dates, why isn't she getting a call back? You can let us know on Facebook, X, and Instagram, Coriel.
Yes, Facebook, KX969, X, Instagram, KZKX969. To the best of your ability, try to guess what the issue is. And obviously, gift form is the best form.
For Date 'em or Dump 'em.
Now the conclusion to Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Somebody just joining us is Julie, who met Craig through a friend. They went to dinner, had a great time. Then they decided to go on a bike ride over the weekend and biked all the way down to Eagle and back, which is a bit of a jaunt, but hey, they had fun doing it. And then ended up spending a little bit of time at her place doing some kissing. And then he said, hey, I got to take off. I appreciate you. We'll have to get together again soon. And she has not heard back from Craig. And so Julie enlisted us to get a hold of him.
Hello.
Hey, we're looking for Craig.
Hey, Craig.
Hey, Craig.
Hey, it's JP and Coryell the Kick. How's it going, man?
No way. What's up, guys?
Yes, hey, way.
I listen to you guys all the time.
Hey, well, thank you so much for listening every
day.
You're
lying, I can tell.
Coryell.
Just kidding.
It's a kind of a random thing to give you a call like this, but we're calling on behalf of a listener of ours and friend of ours and a friend of yours as well. Julie wanted us to reach out about getting you guys a third date on us where we take care of dinner because she's like concerned. You guys have been texting a bit, but haven't really locked down that third date. And she wanted to see if we could do that for her.
Yeah, I'm not sold on seeing her again.
Okay.
Why?
Listen, she's great, and she's so hot, honestly, but
okay.
One thing, a thing that stuck out to me, I just kind of can't get past, she doesn't own a TV.
She doesn't own a TV.
She doesn't own a TV? Okay.
I said I had asked maybe I'd come over next weekend, and we can watch a movie or something, and I asked where she had her TV, and she was like, oh, I don't have one. Like, how do you not have a TV?
Right.
Like, not even one.
Like, at least have one.
Yeah. Well, it is strange to meet somebody this day and age, at least, that doesn't have a TV.
She said she's, like, a big reader and likes to listen to music on her phone. And if she's feeling like, I guess she can watch stuff on her laptop, I guess. But I don't get not having at least one TV. They're not super expensive. It was just so weird.
I have a couple friends that operate on that.
Where they don't own a TV.
I only have one friend that doesn't actually own a TV, and that was just because he had a really big, awesome one, and then it went pfft. So he said, oh, well. And then, like you said, it's not super expensive, but he's kind of go big or go home. So he's like, whatever. He never really watched it a whole lot to begin with, so he just doesn't, he just, if he wants to watch anything, he just watches it on his laptop. And he's a fairly normal guy.
I was thinking about having to watch, March Madness is coming up, and I guess I'm glad I have two and a laptop and my phone so I don't miss anything,
Yeah.
So you got two TVs, a laptop, and a phone that
I think generally...
Yeah, I have everything going so I don't miss any games,
Are you uninterested in her now because you think it's, just weird that she doesn't have it? Do you think only weird people don't have TVs or something? Like, why are you uninterested?
I mean, a little bit, but I don't know. I don't know how I feel. I've been busy, but it kind of just was bizarre, too. I don't know. It's not that I don't like her. Actually, I do like her. I think she's really attractive and
great.
I'm into her for sure. It kind of just threw me for a loop, and I was like, "Well, are we gonna watch movies or watch a show?
How are we gonna Netflix and chill if we can't Netflix?"
Right. That's a good point.
I don't know why this is a big sticking point with me, but it is.
But it's something you've been struggling with, and that's why you haven't gotten back to her. So,
do you think it might also have something to do with you worrying you don't have as much in common? Then, are you not as much of a reader, so you're worried that, you don't have common ground there?
I think that's a great insight. I think that she definitely seems to be a bit more on the introverted side, where she can just read a book for a couple of hours and have a nice little, day for herself.
Speed herself.
It isn't everybody's cup of tea.
Nothing against people that read books. I'm not a huge reader, and not so... Either. Get entertainment and stimulation out of watching things.
Or doing things,
Sports
person. So it's just a different thing of like we could be in the same room watching something and she could be reading, I guess. But
That's another thing, too.
Might be a little bit of an adjustment.
So let's bring Julie in here. Julie, so is there a reason why you don't own a TV?
I guess, when I first, moved into my own place after college, I didn't have one. And I just, I found that I just... didn't miss it. So it's kind of just never come up. It's not something I think about. Because, you can get everything on the stream on the internet. So right. I kind of never saw the reason to have a separate device.
Well, and that's why Craig's questioning things, whether or not he can live with someone who doesn't have a TV. Would you be okay if, say this works out and you guys move in together? If he brought a TV into your house, would you be okay with it?
Oh, yeah. I'm not against TVs.
Okay.
Yeah, most people have them.
Right.
Hearing that, Craig, how are you feeling about your thoughts towards Julie?
I'm still really, really into her, so I'd like to give it a third date. I would be down for it. I would. I think it's just it was something I didn't really know how to even mention because I was afraid that I think she would be like not understand or be like weirded out that I'm weirded out by it or
right
or just like snap me up like what do you mean you have a problem with that? I don't know. So you seem to sound really cool about it, and yeah, I don't know. I do want to see her again. Like,
okay,
for sure.
Good.
Well, this sounds like a perfect setup.
Oh,
so
yay.
We'll be glad to give you guys dinner out on us for your third date, and maybe after that date you can go back to Craig's place and watch a movie or something.
Right. If you have two TVs, you have enough for both of us.
There you go.
Exactly.
Okay, we're thinking forward. I like this. I like the forward progress. All right. Well, hey, Julie, thank you so much for reaching out to us. And, hey, we got a good outcome for you.
You guys rock so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Julie. And Craig.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening every day, buddy. I'm glad we could figure this out for you guys to continue on.